Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN and off for the rest of the week, returning next week to this program. All right, we put her in the witness protection program.
I was going to say her liver got a break this week.
Yes, it did, because we did have a little bit of a party at my house last night.
Really, for the past show. 2 or 3 weeks. Yes. It's just been an ongoing.
Yes, that's true. But we decided we're going to do something because it was a first, like, perfect night to do a deck party. And we haven't done a deck party. We like to do the deck parties because I got the deck. And we went, it was, all I know, and John Ofirovich, my dear friend from Apple Chevrolet, will attest to this. All I know is I woke up in all of my clothes, face down in my bed with all the lights on, the sun up and all the lights on in the room. And I'm not sure how I got there. And the last thing I know is that we shot a video about my toilet. That's the only thing I know. And I don't know how people got in, got out. I have no idea. All I know is it was one of those kinds of nights, John. Have you ever experienced me in a night like that?
That's rare for you, bro.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Good afternoon. Hey, you're going to make that alligator story the number one story in Chicago. There's no doubt.
I hope so. Oh, I think it is. I think it should be. Isn't it nice to have a story that we can all get behind? We all want this alligator to get out of there, but B, get out of there safely, get to meet him, get to, you know, send him to a zoo. You know, the idea, we're rooting for this young pup or
absolutely,
whatever you call it. Yeah. All right. Hey, let's talk about this weekend because this is a big deal. The USO every year, USO of Illinois, does a really, 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 really great event. This has been, I think, what is this, the 12th year?
Seventh year for Chicagoland dealership.
Right. Seventh consecutive year. And this is the barbecue for the troops. And people can stop by automobile dealerships that are participating in this. And this started with just a handful of auto dealerships, and now it's grown to what?
There are probably 125 dealers that are doing it around Chicago, and they're really doing a great job. It was a local idea about a CATA, Chicago Auto Trade Association, and it just grew, and it's really, I tell you what, it's now statewide, and it's creeping into the whole country. You know, we have a day out there where we remember and honor our troops. You know, that's Veterans Day, and you know, the local dealers decided to take it Saturday and to show our appreciation and to help out. So, and a lot of people out there, you know, they want to show their gratitude, but just don't know how. Boy, come out to the your local dealer and donate, have a hot dog or I was going to say a beer, but that's on your deck. But
yeah, well, not one.
But, yeah. But it's a great day, and we do a ton of goodwill for our local chapter of USO.
Right, and dealers all do different things. What I love about auto dealers is that they're not competitive with each other at all. I've noticed that they're all like, so what are we going to do? Well, we're going to do this. And there's been in the 7 years that the auto dealers have been doing this, because the USO, I was on the board of the USO of Illinois at the time when this whole thing started, and we didn't initially do it. We were trying to get people in their homes to do it and have, you know, like a barbecue and then invite people over and do a little fundraising and like that. And then there was a somebody on the board who was part of the Automobile Trade Association here and said, hey, why don't we just have the dealers do it? And then the thing took off. And it was it's been a gigantic hit. And I think there are other USO branches around the country, because USOs are regionalized to their service area. And USO of Illinois serves the Naval Station Great Lakes and Scottfield down in Belleville and all that. So there's so when you're going there, and the money and the awareness that you guys are raising is going to help the families of, like, kids going to summer camp who are stuck on bases with their parents, you know, like, and other kinds of no-do dinners and things like that. There's really a lot of really cool programming to take care of mostly the families and the kids of the troops, to give them alternate programming and stuff like that while their parents are being, you know, they're working.
Absolutely. We had a girl that bought a car here about two years ago, and it goes back to the initiation when we started this, and she had tears in her eyes about how her, the USO helped her. Her father lost a limb and couldn't work, and they put her through college, and it was just a great story. So we honored her a couple of years ago when she bought the car, and she said, "I would never be able to have this opportunity to buy something without the education I had." And, you know, it just, you know, stories go on and on. But
hey, so I want to get back to the competitive thing here, though, because this is what has happened. Is that, and John, it turns out, is one of the, you know, more competitive of the dealers. There's a one-upmanship thing that happens. So this all started a decade ago, essentially, with hot dogs and hamburgers. You know, guys grilling out and saying, hey, what it's going to be. Then all of a sudden, there was a guy that wanted to do steaks and lobster thermidor. Then there was another guy who decided that he was going to put up, like, an entire carnival, essentially, on his lot. And what is amazing is that it's the one day of the year where car sales become really secondary on the car lot, right? And that's and everybody's got, like, a kind of a bigger, better thing. And it's become a beautiful thing. What are you guys doing at Apple?
It's a fun day. Our traditional dunk tank, we got obstacle courses. We do right at noon, we do a 21-gun salute. We have our local chapter of veterans out here, and we'll have our hot dogs, our brats, and, you know, we might even have a little cook-off here of some sort. So it's just a patriotic day.
Alfie, yeah, you're getting in the dunk tank?
If it's this hot, I'll live in it on Saturday.
That's right. He has been in it before. He actually tried to get me to go in it one year, and I'm like, you know, I got that thing.
Got to run.
I'm allergic to water, which he also knows that to be true. All right. 8585 West 159th Street in Tinley Park, if you want to stop by Apple Chevrolet on Saturday. And it starts, what, like 11 o'clock?
11 to 3, and Ro, just a little thank you for the encouragement. You get people out there, and you know, the extra dollars really help out. So thanks for your promotion on this, really appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much, General Fairovich, right. Time Magazine Dealer of the Year. By the way, I just want to point that if I could just mention that for a second before he gets on the phone, he's going to run away from this now because he's embarrassed by this. But Time Magazine named John L. Fairovich, this guy on this phone, the Time Magazine National Automobile Dealer of the Year, and that's for the entire nation. There's 16,000 dealers, and this is the guy right here. So again, congratulations on that, Alfie.
Thank you, Ro. Appreciate it.
All right, see ya.
Take care.
That's a big deal,
man. A few words.
I love Alfie.
He's the best. He is the best. And he's got, and I got to just say one other thing about Alfie. He does do for the barbecue for the troops. There's some dealerships that really, like, go crazy doing this. Like they take pictures and send them to each other during the event to, like, get them all mad at each other.
They brag a little bit. Rub it in their face.
And Alfie also, but he learned his tricks by being one of the most legendary tailgaters at Soldier Field for the Bears. He and his family have been putting on this tailgate in the South lot.
He's one of the pros there.
Yeah.
Get the whole thing set up. Everybody kind of flocks to it.
Oh my God. You know, flatbed, because he's got pickup trucks at the dealership. They, you know, they make them into items that, you know, everything kind of disgorges from that. And then there's flags and he hands out sheet music. I swear to God, it's like everybody does a shot of Slivovitz, and the next thing you know, we're, whatever, however we pronounce that, Slivo, as he calls it, they have a song that they sing. They have a song about Slivovitz that they sing. It's apparent, I wouldn't know that there was a song, but there is, and he hands out the sheet music, and everybody has to sing along. They do a shot, and then he hands out the Bear Down, Chicago Bears, sheet music. So everybody has to sing along with that. And they have, like, a big boom box, and they got the music and the whole deal. But I'm telling you, when they do the Slivo thing, there's no, you know, there's no music to it. They're making the music. Mm-hmm. It's more like a chant. You know, and then you stop and you think to yourself, that's why there has been Europe wars for 1,000 years.
Angry chants.
Drunken angry chants.
I don't know what they're saying, but it doesn't sound good. Let's go fight them.
Exactly.
They sound angry. We must fight back.
I get it. And his family are the most amazing. His brothers and his cousins and stuff like that. And they're all there. And it's like, and, you know, sisters and the sisters. I'm gonna tell you something right now. I mean everybody's in. Everybody's, you know, in.
Man, humble, generous, and a pro partier.
Oh.
Man.
Oh. There's some things, you know, coming off of, especially if it's an afternoon game, like it's a 3 o'clock start.
Yeah.
Oh, look out!
Extended pre-gaming.
Yes, because the tailgating still starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, right? And then people go for sunset after the game, and they're out in the parking lot until nighttime, and then all the trash cans are on fire.
Gotta stay warm.
Here's Kim Gordon. What does she have in the WGN News at the top of the hour?
Row after calls for his resignation, Labor Secretary Alex Acosta talks to reporters today.